This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Drake is ambitiously going into film and television, which includes teaming up with Netflix to revive the critically acclaimed but short-lived gritty British crime series, Top Boy. The streaming service confirmed that the series will go into production early next year, with Drake as executive producer for a 2019 debut. Wow, Drake sure has come a long way from Degrassi High. James Corden and the cast of Marvel's Thor Ragnarok recently crashed a screening of the film at the Grove in Los Angeles to perform a 4D live performance of the superhero movie. The only problem? The crowd there seemed like they were really just interested in seeing the actual movie. Yep, only in LA, people. Only in LA. Let It Go, the iconic song from the massive Disney animated film Frozen, was allegedly ripped off from recording artist Jamie Sierra, who's now suing everyone even remotely connected with the smash hit. Mr. Sierra claims in a new lawsuit that Let It Go was inspired by his song, Volar. But why did it take Sierra 9 years to speak up? Obviously, he didn't let it go. Jude Law is in negotiations to play the male lead opposite Brie Larson in Marvel's Captain Marvel. Ben Mendelsohn is on board to play the villain. The superhero film will be set in the 90s, before the Avengers ever thought of assembling, and Samuel L. Jackson is expected to reprise his role as Nick Fury. Well, that sounds simply marvelous. Kevin Hart retains the number one spot on the top comedians chart for a 26th consecutive week, while Ricky Gervais follows at number two in the ranking. The Top Comedians chart is a ranking of the most popular comedians on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+. And no, Kathy Griffin is not on the list. Actress Ruby Rose is fighting back against critics of her acne struggle and recent frail appearance. The 31-year-old Orange is the New Black star explained that her acne came from the bacteria on her phone after doing Pitch Perfect 3 interviews and also hotel pillows. What hotel chains has she been staying in? Blech. Fired Today Show host Matt Lauer is more than welcome at his favorite restaurant, Fresco by Scotto in New York City, despite him getting canned by NBC. Owner Anthony Scotto said, quote, "Lauer and his brood are like family, and I'd give Matt a hug the next time he comes into the restaurant," unquote. Matt Lauer. I wonder if he's actually really hug-worthy. Moments after Heather Locklear drove her Porsche into a ditch, police got a 911 call reporting the accident, and Heather was a hot trending topic. For a few seconds, anyway. Locklear managed to walk away with minor injuries, and she didn't hit any other property, so she won't be cited for the accident. Heather is now free to return to obscurity. Courtney Love is set to appear in court to regain Kurt Cobain's guitar for her daughter, Frances Bean Cobain. The 53-year-old singer and songwriter, who was married to the late Nirvana bandleader for 2 years, is fighting Frances' ex-husband, Isaiah Silva, who claims she gave it to him as a wedding gift. Ugh. Well, after court, Isaiah is free to return to obscurity. Netflix will be hosting its own after-party for the Golden Globe Awards this year. Why? Because they've cut ties with longtime partner and co-host The Weinstein Company. That after-party used to be the party in Hollywood, and it still will be, only not with Harvey Weinstein in attendance, standing robeless behind a potted plant and, well, you know. Kendall Jenner was the highest paid model of 2017 with an estimated income of $22 million. The 22-year-old recently signed a contract with Adidas and starred in numerous campaigns for brands like Fendi and La Perla. She co-designed a jewelry collection for Ippolita and also gets a cut from appearing on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Yep, it's good to be Kendall. Quentin Tarantino has reportedly pitched an idea for a new Star Trek film and is teaming up with J.J. Abrams to assemble a writer's room. The writers will hear out Quentin's idea and begin to pull together a movie. If it all works out, Quentin could be directing it with J.J. producing. Does this mean we should expect a foul-mouthed Starfleet captain? 21st Century Fox has hired Dexter Fletcher as the new director of the Queen movie Bohemian Rhapsody. This comes just 2 days after firing previous director Bryan Singer. Fox didn't elaborate on why it had fired Singer, but sources said that it was due to repeated failures to show up on the set. Well, as the great Freddie Mercury once sang, another one bites the dust. We've learned that Linkin Park singer Chester Bennington got drunk, hogtied himself, and threw himself into a swimming pool in a suicide attempt 9 months before he successfully hung himself. According to Chester's widow, Talinda, he had a change of heart and was able to break free from the restraint and climb to safety. Unfortunately, his bouts with depression ultimately led to his demise. The Trash Bin. Rob Kardashian evidently did not make criminal threats against one of Blac Chyna's friends, Pilot Jones. Pilot claimed Rob sent him threatening texts when photos surfaced of Chyna and Pilot kissing. But the case was thrown out by a judge simply because there wasn't enough evidence. Jones, however, still has a lawsuit against Chyna and Rob for bullying him. Hey, if at first you don't succeed, sue again.
The news wrap-up.
Facebook users will soon be able to check if and when they followed Russia-sponsored accounts. Shark Tank co-host Mark Cuban says only invest in Bitcoin if you're prepared to lose your money. Apple will release a new and cheaper iPhone by July, costing about $450. Skype has vanished from Chinese app stores, the latest in the country's messaging crackdown.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Coco reigns supreme at the box office for a third week.
The number one album.
U2's brand new one, Songs of Experience, enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Heads Up holds on to the top spot.
The number one book.
Darker by E.L. James is the brand new number one fiction book.
CNCO is a Latin American boy band that won first prize on the Spanish language TV show La Banda and are managed by Latin superstar Ricky Martin. Little Mix is a British girl group formed on the popular TV show The X Factor and is signed to Simon Cowell's Psycho Music. Now they've combined forces and their new collaboration comes on the heels of the worldwide success of such hits as Despacito and Mi Gente. Here's CNCO featuring Little Mix with the song of the week, Reggaeton Lento.
It started when I looked in her eyes, I got close and I'm like, podemos, hey. Una noche está para un reggaeton lento. Esos que no se bailan hace tiempo. Yo solo la miré, me gustó, me pegué, la invité y bailemos, hey. Si te voy a sin un reggaeton lento. Just get a little closer, baby, let go.
Excuse me, baby boy, just had a dance with you now. Nobody in it that comes close to you, no. Your hands are on my waist, my lips you wanna taste. Come, muévete, muévete, muévete.
Our bodies on fire, we're full of desire. If you feel what I feel, throw your hands up higher. And to all the ladies all around the world, go ahead and muévete, muévete, muévete.
It started when I looked in her eyes, I got close and I'm like, bailemos, la noche está para un reggaeton lento. Esos que no se bailan hace tiempo. Y solo lo miré, me gustó, me pegué.
That That was CNCO featuring Little Mix with the song of the week, Reggaeton Lento. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.